Hey everyone, it's Thursday. I'm Andrew Dowd. It is time for our Happening in the Hamptons podcast, breaking down the Hamptons market, new listings, and events on the East End. We are sponsored today by New York Title Abstract, the Hamptons' leading title insurance firm. Visit newyorktitle.com. We have Steve Glick, Dave Retainer, and today, a return guest, the hardest working man in the Hamptons, Mr. Vincent Horcasitas. How are you, sir?
It's good to be here.
It's good Thanks to have you back me. On. You know, that's kind of like your tagline, the hardest working broker in the Hamptons, but you really are. I mean, Vince is that every time I'm doing a shoot with him at a listing, that phone's ringing, he's answering questions, he's taking phone calls, he's doing text messages. You got a lot going on. You always got a lot going on. So what is going on? How are you doing? I mean, you've had a busy year to start.
I'm feeling good. I feel the market is strong. I feel like I can really see the turn in the market right now.
We were talking about that the other day when we were at that
It seems like a lot of people are on the fence, and now they're transacting.
Yep.
Super busy. Sold 10 houses already this year.
Ten homes? So we're 10 weeks into the year.
And you said
10 homes.
Well, 10 homes. So there's some land in there, too.
All right. So yeah. one a week.
Yeah. So it's pretty good. Pretty excited. I have 14 in contract. You know, we have a lot of new construction that I'm super excited about. You know, we have such a dynamic team here at Saunders, and I'm working, you know, the team that I've created here between Alfredo, Alba, and Elliot helping me out with, you know, open houses and just running around. There's a lot of details to new construction because we're taking it at a different phase, and I think that's really what our company does better than any other company out here is that, you know, we get the floor plans done. We, you know, there's a lot of moving parts on to get it right.
How did you become such an expert in new construction? Yeah. Like, how did you really are just a huge resource for major developers out here in terms of representation. How did you become that person? What do you say to them?
Thank you, Dave. I appreciate the compliment. You know, I built my business off of selling land to developers. So, you know, over 24 years of doing real estate, you know, you're walking around enough job sites, you get the understanding of how to build a house, and you become good at, you know, that task. And that task is really, you know, it's an A, a B, and a C. It used to be, you know, a third, but things have changed with the prices of construction, and the prices of land have gone up so much over the years. So
you're like a development coach for
yeah,
these
like
things.
I have a
piece of land for sale, right? But just because you have it doesn't mean somebody's going to come in and be like, oh, I know exactly what to do here, right? Sometimes you might be able to paint the picture for them, be like, look, here's the price, okay? Here's what you can build. Here's what you can fit on this land, on this building lot. Here's what we would recommend. And you bring in, you know, whoever Saunders can help with that.
Exactly. But that's what I'm saying. But it's not only me, it's the team here. Mm-hmm. We have a great title company that a lot of times we run these land use reports. We figure out what you can do. And then it always helps because there's a lot of moving parts on a new construction. You have to know what the comps are, and a lot of times those are changing all the time. So
you got to attack it from all angles. You know, you really have to understand what you could do with the land. Like Vince said, what are the comps are? What am I going to put in? What am I going to get out of it? And then when you identify the property, we have the team here at Saunders that could look at your floor plans, look at the style of home you're building and figure out, well, what's trending? What's selling? Is a modern selling right now? Is it a traditional? What type of roof line? What type of materials are the buyers looking for today? Because you want to make sure that whatever you build, it's going to appeal to the masses. So you, as a developer and or investor, you're going to be able to get as much money, pull as much money possible out of the deal.
I think a lot of people too go in, and I'm sure you probably coach them through this, is like, you don't want to overbuild the area, right? It's like, oh, a house in this area would look really great. And you're like, yeah, but you're not going to get that price for it.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So I can help you.
That's
make
a great
sure.
point where a lot of times that happens where all of a sudden the budget just gets out of whack and the next thing you know, they're looking at you and like, hey,
I told you,
I didn't tell you to build a 10,000 square foot house. I told you to build a 6,000
square foot. Just because you can build a 10,000 square foot house doesn't mean you should. Now, Vince, this year compared to last year, already you're saying you have 10 sold, 14 in contract. How does that compare to last year?
Well, last year I hardly did a deal until June.
So, wow.
I mean, it's like okay. It's a big difference.
So it's
difference. I really think when we really look at the first quarter numbers this year, I think we're going to be quite a bit ahead than the first quarter of 23, just based that there was just such a blockage. And mm-hmm. a lot of these houses that were in contract said, no, let's close in 2024. So
right.
I really think we're going to see a big jump up this year.
Now, talk to me about new construction. You know, there was a period of time where new construction came to a halt. Materials were so expensive. No one was purchasing. No one's really investing. But now you said you currently represent 9 new construction homes and you have 5 more that are poised to come onto the market later this year. You know, what has been the biggest change and why are we seeing all those new construction homes coming onto the market?
You know, I just think that, you know, that, like I said, these interest rates, you know, it's a combination of stock markets through the roof.
Okay.
You know, whenever, you know, it's kind of like when New York sneezes, we catch a cold. So, and it's, you know, when you see that going on, it gives confidence to the market.
Sure.
You know, they're talking about 2 small interest rate cuts this year and probably 3 or 4 next year. So that's a kind of, you know, given the market that extra push, I think.
And has materials like leveled out? Like I know
no,
there
no,
was
I think
a
materials have came down. It's
yeah, okay,
but they're not as high as they were.
Yeah, because there was a period of time where it was just
it was crazy. A while.
You couldn't even get your windows or your doors for over a year. The price of wood and manufacturing, and then finding laborers to work on the properties. That has all changed. It's now semi-normal, but a little bit higher than it has been, would you say?
Yeah, I would say it's down for definitely. I mean, I'm not in granulating it that much, and I don't have the price on a bundle of shingles what it's
gone sure.
came down, but it's definitely lower than it was. Is it 20 or 30% below that? I don't know. I'm not positive about
gotcha.
That, but I would say definitely it's there's a lot of workers that are looking for. I have a friend of mine building a home for himself right now in East Hampton, and he's there's a lot of people looking for that job, you know.
So
sure.
So Vince, I would say I don't think there's any other agent out here in the Hamptons that represents more new construction homes than you and your team. I would call you, you know, the leading new construction team in the Hamptons. You said you had 9 new construction homes. Tell us about some of these homes that you have available on the market. Like what,
sure.
who's building them? What makes them unique? Where are they located?
Okay, so 7 Lee Lane is a Paramount new construction that's going to start. We're waiting for the permits on it, so that'll start. That's coming in at $8,495,000.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be brought to the market in a couple months. Then we have 15 Summit Boulevard in West Hampton Beach. That's a new construction, about 5,000 square feet, $2,995,000.
Okay.
We have 30 Park Place, which is a commercial building in East Hampton. We're going to have our first open house on Saturday from 12:30 to 2 there. That's been a single standing building that has full medical. And
that's rare in East Hampton Village to be able to have a standalone building with full medical. I feel like that's
and it's beautiful.
That's something
beautifully
that
renovated.
Needs
yeah,
is
I
just
went
medical.
In there yesterday
medical
and they
offices.
Really did a beautiful job. I mean, it's brand new. Everything in it's new. It's shining like a really,
it's a jewel.
Really
I mean, I, we jewel. Call it like the East Hampton Village jewel. I mean, just yeah. yep. it shines. It stands out. It's pristine. Okay, keep going. What else?
Yeah,
you got?
33 Jobs is completed now, and we have
that's such a great
Meredith
house.
Bear did the staging there at the house, and that is an 8,600 square foot house on 3 levels on an acre. Across from Ludlow Farm, Connor Development is the builder on that.
And that's Brian, a modern. That's a really
real flat
sleek,
roof,
modern.
Yeah, 10 okay. foot ceilings, lots of glass, all the amenities that you could want in a house like that. 20x50 gunite pool, and that's across from Ludlow Green. It's
okay.
probably less than a mile and a half from the beach.
Beautiful.
Yeah, hop on your bike. You ride down Job's
yeah,
Lane.
It's beautiful there.
Great.
Then we have 66 Hillside Drive is a new construction. They just demoed the house. They're getting ready to put the foundation in the ground there. That's listed at $4,995,000, right outside the village of Sag Harbor. And then a new one by Connor Development, 73 Jericho Road. That is on the market for $13,005,000. That's going to be a 5,000 square foot house on the first 2 floors with a couple thousand square feet in the lower level. And that will be done in about 10 months from now. Ryan Kessner was the architect on that as well. 82 Halsey Lane, right here in the village of Bridgehampton, $6.5 million. Connor Development as well. And that that is going to be done June 1st. I've just been watching it go up, and it's really a 20 by 40 gunite pool as a single standing a garage there, 6,000 square feet on three levels, 12-foot ceilings in the basement, 8-foot doors on all three levels. So that's going to be great, right?
Here so in all the these homes are checking off all the boxes. Like, you're obviously, I could tell you're advising them what needs to happen. You need those high basements. You need certain doors, certain window packages. You know, it's just little amenities that are a must in these new construction homes. And it sounds like the developers are listening to the market, listening to you and the requests, and they're building a perfect home.
It's like, you know, when I go into these houses, I take a look at some of these new constructions, and when I go through them, and, you know, they're really getting them right. But every once in a while, you'll go in here and you'll see some, like, you know, 6-foot door on the second floor of like this beautiful house that they did. Yeah. And you're just like scratching your head, like, you did everything right except put the right door heights in the
It's in the details. Doors. It's just, the little details. Yeah, like take it to the extra mile, and you'll definitely get the money that you're looking for. So you have, it sounds like you have a lot of new constructions.
I actually have 10 on the market.
All different price points.
What's a great one is a new Paramount house, 165 North Main Street in East Hampton. Flag lot right there in the village. That's listed for $4,850,000. Mm-hmm. That'll be a beautiful, beautiful home. Traditional, you know, with the modern feel inside. What else do we have? 200 Rose Hill. 200 Rose Hill will be finished here in the next couple months. That is a
stunning
2.5 acres on a 68-acre reserve facing west. 18,000 square feet, golf simulator, movie theater, golf, you know, 12-foot ceilings on the first floor.
Sunken tennis court.
You press a button and all the doors go into the walls that are 11-foot of glass. Just stunning. And then we have 418 Butter Lane, Mercer Construction. That is right here on Butter, backing up to a reserve on an acre. That'll be done for July, and that has some really cool features on it. That has, they're coming up with these new roofs that the solar panels are in the roof, so you don't even see the solar panels, they're just in the roof.
Oh, cool. Like, yeah, and, it's the shingles of the roof?
Yep. He's also doing a louver backyard outside kitchen. Where the roof is sort of like the U.S. Open, where you can open it up close it. Yeah, like a little roof. Wow. Yeah, so very cool features in some of these homes.
So you rambled off probably about a half a dozen, if not more, developers that you represent, you know, on these properties. So it really falls the full gamut. And these properties, the first one of them you mentioned from West Hampton. So you have something in West Hampton Beach all the way out to the Wainscott area, and in all different price points. I think 200 Rose is, you know, $24 million, give or take. And then you have a new construction home for about $2.5 million. So it really rained. You have every area, every price point, every builder. I mean, it's impressive. So it's easy to say, if you're looking for a new construction home in the Hamptons, Vince and his team. They'll get you into the right ones, and he knows what's behind the walls and how they're being built. So he can give you a full lesson on them.
A couple of really special properties coming to the market that just put into contract. One is 84 Wainscott Hollow Road. Peter Cook Design is doing it, which is Paramount's going to be building it. That'll come to the market June 1st, which is going to be super special. I looked at the renderings on that house. It's about an 11,000 square foot house on 1.5 acres overlooking a reserve facing west with tennis. Going to be super special.
That's great, Vince. You really... It's impressive, and it's good to see for like the market in a whole that these developers are purchasing the land, investing their monies into these new construction homes. It just shows that the Hamptons continues to develop and continues to expand, and I love seeing new construction homes. That means that the market's going to be here. It's going to be for a long time.
I think the bottom line that we didn't mention in this conversation, but you know, we're still on low inventory. If you really look, you know, at, you know, back, you know, prior to COVID, we had, you know, 4,000 to 5,000 units on the market. And now we're, you know, whatever, we're at 1,800 or 1,700 with about 400 of them in contract. So we're still at 1,300 units.
But they're even in and out, though. They're coming on, coming, like, things are coming on as well.
Yeah, they're coming on. The market,
coming on and coming off.
Coming on, coming off, yeah.
It seems like, you know, it just... You know, the new construction is back to selling some of this new construction before it's even built.
Nice.
And if you listen to Vince, I mean, just talk, you can hear his expertise in the way it, like, he was just on it. You know what I mean? He's like, here's what we got. He knows his inventory. He knows his listings. He knows it all. He's the man.
Thank you.
Speaking to somebody that knows a lot, Steve, what do you got for the numbers?
All right. Over the past week, there were 24 listings that went into contract from West Hampton to Montauk. Last year, there were 29. So we're looking at a decrease of 17%. The year prior in 2022 was 45 listings, decrease of 47%. But the new listings, but the breakdown of the 24 transactions this week, there was two between 10 and 20 million, one between 5 and 10, three between 3 and 5, eight between 2 and 3, seven between 1 and 2, and three under a million. The dollar volume was 83 million. That's an increase of 5% from last year of 79 million, but a decrease of 25% from 22, which was 110 million. But the new listings coming onto the market, there were 38 new listings coming onto the market. So that increases the inventory by 14 listings. The breakdown of the 38 new listings, there is one between 10 and 20 million, three between 5 and 10 million, five between 3 and 5 million, nine between 2 and 3 million, 13 between 1 and 2 million, and seven under a million. And the inventory stands at 1,814 total listings with 1,400 and one active and 413 in contract. So another good week, remaining steady with in contracts over 20 week over week. Inventory continues to slowly increase.
It does seem like the last couple of weeks, without a doubt, in contracts are just ticking up.
Yes, sir.
You know.
Well, look, we're talking to not just Vince, but like all these agents every day. You know, you got them coming to the office. I'm doing shoots with these people. These
some agents are coming out of the woodwork that never really knew about, or you know, you thought were fading away, and
all of a sudden
now they're back
in action.
It's great.
What do you got this weekend?
You know, spring is in the air.
It is. It is the St. Patrick's Day, right?
It's kind of nice.
St. Patrick's Day on Sunday.
Yeah. So here we go. I have a list of Irish food spots for St. Patrick's Day. I think this is pretty comprehensive. I'm going to start with Buckley's in Hampton Bays.
Good start.
That's good. Then we're going to say Southampton Public House in Southampton. Then we're going to say Rowdy Hall in Amagansett. And then Deshippies Count.
Yeah, I haven't been there yet, but it looks awesome. They renovated that, right? In
Southampton? It's like German, but it's also Irish. It's Irish. It's like Irish bar.
Okay.
100%. And then you got Fellingham's in Southampton. And then in Sag Harbor, you have Murph's Tavern. I don't know if you want to go there for food, though.
Is that the place?
More like a bar. Maybe go to Corner Bar for the food.
Oh, is Murph's still open?
Oh, yeah. Murph's is still open.
Yeah. That was one of the first places I went when I came to visit. Up here.
Yeah. So then if you want to do something, you know, a little more fancy, you have Ladies Night on Thursdays at Wolfer. And that's going to go on all summer long. So Wolfer Vineyard's going to have wines by the glass for $10 from 5 to 7 p.m. on Thursdays. They're going to have a featured cocktail called the Pink Lady for $12, which is a raspberry, gin, lemon, and mint cocktail. And then you have small plates and hors d'oeuvres for $15. These are all pretty good prices considering you're going to Wolfer. It's normally double that. So that's on Thursday night.
Okay.
And then you have the U2 concert experience at the West Hampton Beach Performing Arts Center. This is a U2 cover band from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. on March 16th. And if you're a U2 fan, everyone's kind of secretly a U2 fan, right? You go to the West Hampton Beach Performing Arts Center in West Hampton Beach. And I was just in West Hampton Beach, and I am stunned by that town. That town is lovely.
Yeah, it's great.
That is a lovely town. And then Sag Harbor Cinema. If you have kids, they're having the New York International Children's Film Festival this weekend, the 16th and the 17th, all day at the cinema. So there's short programs for kids ages 3 to 6. There's going to be 3 animated feature films, and there's going to be a Q&A with the directors of Kensuke's Kingdom, which I guess is a children's animated thing. Mm-hmm. You can learn more about it and register to attend the films and workshops at sagharborcinema.org. And then you can go see Dune 2, I guess, also, while you're there.
Okay.
You know, you drop your kids off and then take them back and then double back and go see Dune 2.
All right.
That's what's going on this weekend in the Hamptons.
Well, look, we've been talking for 20 minutes. And while you were reading that off, Vince is already getting phone calls and text messages. So we're going to let him get back to work because he's a busy man. But thank you for joining us. We will absolutely have you on here soon. Any new construction, he's the guy to call. You're interested in building, buying, whatever. Vince Orcasitas, give him a ring. Until then, everybody, thanks so much for listening. Have a great weekend. I'm Andrew Dowd, and that's what's happening in the Hamptons.